of all in my world. I am parent of all in my world. I am parent of all in my world. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. I am parent of all in my world. Think about it. I am parent of all in my world. How about that? Every single thing that is experienced in my world, I am its parent. I am the parent of all the ideas. I am the parent of all the dreams. I am the parent of all the goals. I am the parent of all expression in my world. Now, no matter what that expression may be, or how wonderful that may be, or how not wonderful, I am the parent of it. Wherever I lend my thought, wherever I lend my thinking, wherever I stop and listen, wherever I give of myself, I am the parent of that. Now, what kind of a parent am I? Am I a loving parent? Am I a grateful parent? Am I a glorious parent? Am I the kind of parent that would like to say to myself, okay, I'm going to have a child. Now, what kind of a child do I want? Do I want a child that is beautiful, thoughtful, glorious? Do I want a child that is caring? Do I want a child that is beautiful? Do I want a child that is beautiful, that's beautiful? Oh my goodness, yes. Do I want a child that's intelligent? Oh yes. Do I want a child that's thoughtful? Yes. Do I want a child that's got everything going for him? Yes. But what I have not mentioned here is, do I want a child that expresses its divine nature under all circumstances at all times? Do I want a child who is an expression of the ideal child? Do I want a child that is the genius, the absolute genius of all in its world? Do I want this child to be so fabulous? You see, I'm not that way. I could be, but I'm not that way. I would like to be that way. I would like to be the genius. I'd like to be the ideal parent, the ideal person, the ideal being in the world. But when I was born, this was not the creative thought of my creators, who was really myself. But I can do that right now. I can start right now. Okay, I'm going to be born right now. And I am my parent. I am my own grandpa. You heard that, yeah. Okay, I am my parent. Now, what do I want of the ideal child that I bring forth, the ideal me that I bring forth at any time? If I am the ideal parent of my thoughts, of my life, of my world, of me, what do I want? Well, my God, if I could have anything I wanted, I would certainly want the best. All right? It's a good start. How do I... reveal, and reveal is a telling word here. How do I reveal myself as the best that there is to be? Not better than anybody else, but just the best, the very best. How am I going to do that? Well, I'm going to do that by first knowing that I am divine, that I am glorious, that I am good, that I am... I can start right now. Sure, it's a couple of years after my birth, but I can start right now. I am the creator of all in my world. So now, why not start with me? Okay. Starting with me, I am the creator of all in my world. What is the first thing that being a creator seems to bring out in a creator? And that's a four-letter word, L-O-V-E. Love is what a creator wants to create. You want to create a child of love, an idea of love. You want to create the ideal being, the ideal person, the ideal life, the ideal experience. And how do you create the ideal being, life, and experience? It's by loving them unconditionally, without judgment, with all your heart and all your soul and all your being. All my heart, all my soul, and all my being. Now, I want to create myself as love first. Now, you say, well, you want to create yourself as a being born in an intelligent family. You want to create yourself being born with good genes and good chromosomes and good DNA. You want to create yourself as a being born with... No way. No way. If that's what you want, then you're barking up the wrong tree, because those things are already set. And it doesn't matter what they are. What matters is now that you're choosing to be born, now that you're choosing to be, what are you? I am the ideal being. Not the ideal child. I am the ideal being. A child is just a little phase of my beingness, but I am the ideal being. Now, what kind of being is the ideal being? The ideal being is unconditionally loving. A child makes no judgment of what's going on around it, or who's around it, or whether it has this or that. When it wants something, it lets you know it. It cries, but it's not really crying. It's saying, hey, I want some milk. Hey, I want my pants changed. Hey, I want something to play with. Hey, this is a wonderful world. But, you know, come on, you guys, you're a little slow responding there. Now, I want, hey, I'm going to create you responding quickly. Ah! And so I scream and I holler, and you come running in there. What's the matter? Something happened? Did you fall out of bed? No, I was just using the wisdom that I had to get the attention that I wanted, to get the experience that I wanted. I'm creating my world in a physical plane. Now, another little baby, take this other little baby, and let's call this a little baby Herb. I like that. And we call this little baby Herb, and this little baby is a smiley baby, a lovey baby, a super baby. And this little baby lies in its crib and enjoys everything that it has and has everything to enjoy. It just builds and coos, and oh, you go, yeah, yeah, I'm so happy, I'm so happy, I'm so happy. And everyone comes into the child's room and wants to give the child everything they can possibly give. They pile toys in his bed so you cannot see the child, and they want to give him everything. But the mother, in her wisdom, says only a few things at a time. That's all he's got time to play with, is a few things at a time. Just, and then when you leave, she takes everything out and puts your favorite toy in there, because she knows what is your favorite toy, because she's been around you. You created her as an intelligent mommy to know what's your favorite toy. Now, you see, from that early age, I am creating my world. And I'm creating it as a world in which I get attention by screaming and hollering, or by smiling and laughing and being so lovable that people cannot stay away from me. They want to be by my side to fulfill every desire that I indicate in one way or another. And they do it so lovingly. Now, children can be taught to be loving children.
Oh, really? I thought you'd take what you get.
No. Children can be taught to be loving children. You go into the child's room and you say, oh, you are such a sweet and lovable child. You, and the child's crying its head off. And you are so sweet and lovable. And then you change their pants and they give them something to eat. And you are so sweet and lovable. You are so sweet. And you're planting seeds in that child's mind that there is one pathway that it is going to go. And that is the pathway of being sweet and lovable. If it were not that way. If it were not that way, naturally. But I'm the creator of my world, and so now I'm the mommy, and I've created the world, and I'm creating that child. Along the way, the child got other people's ideas in there. It screamed and hollered, and some people came running into it.
And the mother says, no, wait, let him calm down. Let him calm down. Now, I'll go in there. And the mother goes in, and then in a moment, the child is singing happily. Because the mother expects the child to be a happy child. What do you expect your child to be? What do you expect your beings to be? I am the parent of everything in my world. I'm the parent of all in my world. I'm the parent of all in my world. Now, how am I the parent of all in my world? I'm the parent of all in my world by my thought, by my attitude, by my life, by my being. I'm the parent of all in my world by every single thought that I think. Now, I can think of myself as a mommy or a daddy, and I think of myself working with my infant child, and I think of myself as creating that infant child. Well, to be perfectly honest about it, the child created me. I didn't create the child. The child created me in their life because they wanted the type of training, the type of respect that I give to the child. I love the child, and I know the child is a wise child. I know the child creates its, around itself infinite abundance, and it's learning now to choose which of the infinite abundance it wants to express at this time, which of its genius nature it wants to express at this time. Now, all around me are people. All around me is a world, starting with myself. And I create myself being a fulfilled being. I create myself as being intelligent, a genius. I create myself as being happy, unconditionally loving. I create myself in all these beautiful ways because I am the creator of everything, of all, in my world. Now, whether it be myself, my people, my circumstances, my home, my family, or my work, my whoever, I've created them, and I create them daily. As I look at myself in the mirror each morning, I say to myself in the mirror each morning, "Hi, Herb, how are you? Oh, boy, are you a good-looking guy. Are you a handsome guy? Are you a happy guy? Herb, you're just so wonderful to me. You got charisma, Herb. You got charisma. You are a smiling, happy, joyful guy. You are just so wonderful. Everybody loves you, Herb. You see, I tell myself these things. What happens to me when I walk out into my world? Everybody loves me. Everybody thinks happily of me. Everybody says, oh, I trust you. I believe in you. You're wonderful. You're fantastic. And as I go in my world saying these things, that's what happens. As I go in my world saying these things, that's what's going on in the world. I have the opportunity to be the highest and the best at all times. I have the opportunity to create the finest and the best at all times. I not only create my children as outstanding, beautiful beings, because I tell them so often they are unconditional love. I tell them so often they are beautiful, they are wonderful, they are fantastic. I tell them so often I love them, I love them, I love them, out of my infinite love. And they are love. I tell the people in my world, you're wonderful. I tell the people in my world, you're fantastic. I tell all the students who come to the University of Healing, you're glorious, you're fantastic, you're beautiful. And the students who come into my world at the University of Healing feel glorified. They feel honored to know me. They feel honored to be in my world. They feel honored to live what I expect of them. And I expect of them that they are a genius, not because I expect it, because I'm revealing that in my awareness of them. In everything that my students do, I see them being their ideal. Now, they may not go as quickly as I'd like them to go, but the ideal is there. And I am working with each student to help them polish their diamond, to help them reveal within themselves the glory and the goodness that they are. Now, and as I work with each student to do that, each student feels an inner sense of goodness and magic and wonderful. They, wow, do I feel good. Man, do I feel good. Oh, I like having his vibrations turned on me. I like having his expectation turned on me. I like having his awareness turned on me that I reveal who and what I am. Each one says that. Each one delights in that. Each one smiles a storm as their personal charisma takes off and they head for the stars to achieve all of the delights of their life. And outward and onward and upward they go into everything, because that's my choice. I am the creator. I am the parent of everything in all my world. That's me. And that's what I choose to do. That's you. Now, you can have just as wonderful a life and experience as I do. Oh, you'll have ups and downs, and there'll be people who complain about you. There'll be people who blame you for things that you never did, and that's okay. You just take it and say, so it is, so you say. And you just go on your way. You just go on your way being yourself and continually being the loving person you are, the magical person you are. And as you are this magical, loving person, you are indeed the creator, the parent of all in your world. If you'd like to be the parent of all in your world, it only means you have to back off a little bit. You have to start with yourself. What kind of a parent are you? Are you a unconditionally loving parent? Are you a happy parent? Are you a joyful parent? Are you a parent who sees all of your creation, all of your children, all of your creation, all of your creation, good and very good? And if you do, that's who you are. Because whatever you see your creation as is how you are. Now, we beat this idea to death, but that's a good idea. Everything I see in the outer is a reflection of who I am in the inner. Now, if I see someone stealing, if I see someone being unkind, if I see someone being mean or hateful, that's me. Oh, my. But Herb, you're a teacher, you're so good, it can't be you. Oh, yes, it is. If I see any one of the people in my world unhappy, sad, mad, not good, that's me. Because I could not see it if it were not me. I can only see what's me. So I better clean up my house a little bit. And I better look at my house and say, hey, what unhappy thoughts do I have? Do I expect my little baby to instantly be all that I see my little baby as? When the infant is in its crib, singing and billing and cooing and happily, that's a good step. But that baby is not 21 years old. That baby is not an adult. That baby is not mature yet. That baby has not stepped out on its own yet. And I have 100% direction of its happy thoughts. And if I am a happy person and I give that child 100% of my happy thoughts, it will have 100% of its happy thoughts expressing, because that's all that it'll know. If anyone around me is feeling out of sorts and is a little bit difficult to get along with, and I recognize that they are out of sorts or difficult to get along with, I am out of sorts and difficult to get along with. Oh, you can be sure of that. You can be sure of that. Because I get all upset, uptight, and I shout, and I holler, and I stamp my feet, and I say, no, 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 no. Well, now, stupid guy. I'm a stupid guy for doing that. Instead of hollering and stamping my feet, I should stop and say, peace. There now is peace. That's what I want. That's what there really is peace. But I have to call it forth out of me first.
peace. I say peace. Let there be peace on earth, and it began with me. There now is peace on earth, and it began with me. And as I say peace, peace, lovely peace, blessed peace, as I say peace, this is all I have in my thought system. This is all I have in my consciousness. This is all that I have in me. Peace, wonderful peace. And when I say peace, little by little, I become peaceful. Little by little, I become at ease. It doesn't matter what my age may be. I can be 100, I can be 200, I can be 10, I can be 1 month old, I can be a day old, an instant old. It doesn't matter. Peace knows no age. When I say peace, all the world is reflecting who I am, and I am peace. There now is peace in my world, and it began with me. There now is love and joy and harmony in my world, and it began with me. I am the creator of all in my world. I am the parent of all in my world. Now, how do I get to be the parent of all in my world? By giving my attention to it. And then, once whatever I have parented has my attention, what kind of attention do I give it? Understanding attention, where I sort of say, okay, you're not happy. Okay, I admit that. No. I give it my attention of who I am. I am unconditional love. I look at everything in my world without judgment. I look at everything in my world with absolute love. I look at everything in my world as being the best and the very best. I see the child as being a loving child. I see the young adult and the adults as being loving beings. I see my world harmonious. Everything working in delightful harmony. I see all in peace and all in joy and all in harmony and all in oneness. Oh yes, I am responsible for being the parent of all in my world. I am responsible for it. Now, whether I take the responsibility for, or the credit for its goodness or its instability, it's up to me. I'm still responsible. And if there's an instability there, I take that instability and I say, peace. All is peace. All is peace. Again and again and again until it is done. Until I have told myself, it is peace, it is peace, it is peace. And pretty soon I don't say it's peace anymore. And I say, it is done. It is done. It is done. Now. Not in 10 minutes, not in 10 hours, not in 10 years, but now. Right now. Peace. 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 Right now. The joy of the world, the peace of the world, the wonder of the world, the magic of the world, right now, because that's who I am. And if I ever think that I am bigger than what I see in my world, or that I am beyond it and my world can be all amiss and I am at peace, it's not so. For only when I am peace is my world peace. Only when I am love is my world love. Only when I am an ideal parent, only then is my world an ideal world. Because every thought I have, I use to create my world. And I create my world joyously, wonderfully, fantastically, marvelously. And I love my world. My world's a wonderful world, but it's up to me to claim it and name it now. Join me on this wonderful journey of being the ideal parent now. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you.